G'day, I'm Eric. Welcome to Eric Pod Dateline. Saturday the 16th of February 2013. Beaverton, Portland, Oregon, US, Northern Hemisphere, the world. Yes, I am here in Portland, Oregon, moonlighting for a while to get here, but I am here. Arrived on the train, as you heard in the last episode, and it was about 10 o'clock or so, just a little bit after 10:30 by the time I got all my luggage and everything like that. Arrived about 10:15. So I thought, what am I going to do? My check-in at the hotel isn't until 3 p.m. I am basically in the center of downtown Portland at that time. However, I thought walking around downtown with two lots of bags is not something that I particularly want to do. So I thought, well, let's go to the hotel. At the very least, hopefully they'll say, the room's not ready yet, you can dump your bag, and then I'll go out and explore and come back a little bit later on. However, that was not the case. I ended up getting a taxi to the hotel, cost me, including tip, I gave the guy $40. That was about 35-ish on the meter. And then I said to him, oh, how much would it cost in a taxi to get from here to Portland Airport? He goes, oh, it's about 60. So I'm going to have to look into an alternative for that. I didn't think I was that far away from the airport, actually, but obviously I am. But it's funny, there's a couple cab drivers I've had on this trip, and they expect me to know where I'm going. Okay, this is my second time to Portland. I was here in 2009, and I stayed, I think it was over in Selwood. And I was staying with Kemi Chaos and Dr. Normal. And so, with the exception of maybe a couple of days, the rest of the time I was with those guys doing what they were doing, you know, Dr. Normal drove me around a little bit and that sort of thing. So my experiences of Portland, I, you know, experienced a bit and know a few people here, and but I didn't get myself around a lot. I think there was the Saturday. The Saturday was basically my day to go out and explore Portland, because the Chaos family had, or the Normal family, whichever way, the chaotically normal family. I think it was Saturday, because on the Sunday I went to the zoo. That was my day to ride around on the Max. Actually, Dr. Normal came on an episode of Echo Romeo Kilo with me. We rode the Max, which was the streetcar system. So that was quite cool. But yeah, I have been here before. I had heard of Beaverton quite a few times. I can't remember if it was a good context or a bad context or a little bit of both. It's one of these places you hear about, and I heard about it via a podcast that was called Portland Sucks. Hosted by Robert Wagner and Sabrina Miller. Hopefully over the weekend I'll be meeting those two guys amongst others. And it was one of those sort of places that sort of stuck out in my mind as being a typical Portland suburb, and because of the lack of interweb that I had yesterday, there was basically, oh, that's right, I'm in Portland, okay, thank you. More about that in a minute. So there was basically three properties downtown that I could have stayed at, but they were a bit on the expensive side, so I decided, let's look a bit suburban. That's what I like to do anyway, sort of like try and live a little bit like a local and not just do the touristy things and, you know, get cabs everywhere, use public transit if I can. Especially this time because I don't have a car, whereas last time, if Dr. Normal wasn't driving me around, I did have the option of using my own vehicle that I'd hired last time. Then the cab driver says, where are you going? So I told him the extended stay in Beaverton, 158th Street. He goes, do you know where that is? No. I know the address, what I've just told you, that's basically it. And then he says, oh, you don't mind if we go via 26? Oh, no, mate, no problem at all. Go via 26, knock yourself out sort of thing. And so, you know, we pull up eventually and the guy says, is this it? And I says, well, looks like it. And then I saw the street number that I'd remembered as well. Yeah, mate, that's it. No problem. So I go to the hotel and I wait a little bit for the lady to come out from out the back. And it's about 11 by this stage. And so I says, I know I'm asking a lot and I know I'm early, but is there any chance that I could check in? So she has a look on a little computer and she says, no, we've got nothing for you at the moment. Housekeeping, for you, Sabrina. Housekeeping, they're going through and cleaning rooms and, you know, people are checking out and all that sort of stuff, which is understandable at 11 o'clock in the morning. So I said, so, well, do you know what room I'm in? I'll just leave my bags there and, you know, settle in later, even though I really desperately needed a shower and wanted a shower and whatnot. She says, no, I don't even know, what room you've been allocated yet. So I can't even do that. So I says, well, when do you think you'll be able to check me in? And she says, oh, the way it's looking, we're quite busy, about 3 o'clock. And I says, you know, what's on? You got something special on in town or something? And she says, yeah, there's couple of athletics meets around. So there's a couple of athletic teams who need hotels. So I thought, okay, at this point I'll resign myself to sitting and waiting for the 3 o'clock. And I had my little Wi-Fi device and I could hopefully find a PowerPoint, and I was on Twitter for about 5 minutes and she says, oh, something's just come up. It's a smoking room. Because you booked via a third party, and I've never heard this one before, because you booked via a third party, anything that you ask for or you pay for is not guaranteed. So, at the moment, we don't have a non-smoking room for you. Do you mind a smoking room? Now, I'm a non-smoker. And I also have a sleep allergy. A sleep condition, I should say, not an allergy. I have a sleeping disorder. That was the word I was looking for. I knew I'd get there eventually. So I says, well, how bad is the smoking room? You know, does it obviously smell like smoke? And she says, well, we try our best so it, you know, smells okay. So I thought, at this point, I'll take it. So I took it, went in, had a shower, checked in on the internet and said, hi, I'm here. Plugged the iPad in, and then I decided, well, I'm going to go downtown. So I went downtown and I'm walking towards one of the Mac stations as we speak. And it's only taken me, I think this is the station, because there's definitely the railway line. It's only taken me basically the 10 minutes that I've been going for in this recording. So it's not too bad. You know, it's a straight stretch of road. So, with the comment I said a little bit earlier, oh, sorry, I forgot I was in Portland. They've got an interesting rule which Dr. Normal and Kami Chaos spoke to me about at some length when I was here last time. And they said to me, it doesn't matter what you were doing as a motorist, doesn't matter what you were doing as a pedestrian, a pedestrian ultimately has right of way. Doesn't matter where they decide to cross, against the lights, whatever, whatever, whatever. Even if the person is standing on a street corner and they may even be thinking of crossing the road, they have right of way. So what I did, I crossed at the traffic lights. I didn't wait for the little green man, silly me. Well, not silly me, but I did my risk assessment, it was fine. And so I got halfway across and the lights changed for the traffic that I was crossing against to go. So I've given the lady the, you know, the little hand gesture to say, okay, I've seen you, you can go. I'm not going to cross, you can go. And then she's wound her window down and she said to me, and I quote, I'm required by law to give way to you. And then I remembered, oh, that's right, I'm in Portland. They do this sort of shit. So it didn't matter that I was crossing at the lights illegally. It didn't matter that I was possibly obstructing traffic. According to her, and I was waiting for her to actually quote the chapter and quote the section of the legislation, to actually wind down the window and say, I am required by law to give way to you. Okay, well, I crossed. And then coming into Costco, there was another lady. And I was just quite happy to let her go through. You know, I wasn't even really sure if I was going to cross the road at that point. And then she's waited. Oh, yeah, that's right, I'm in Portland. I've got right of way. So I could, you know, step in front of a moving truck at 55 miles an hour. And technically speaking, I've got right of way. Which is rather, rather strange. I know that they are heavily into public transit here in Portland, which is good. Cycling and running around, I said a few of those people, and walking. But yeah, I didn't think that it was to the point that I'd actually you know, be going against the traffic lights and still be told by someone, by law, I have to let you cross. Which was very, very odd. Anywho, I am at the Merlot Road, Southwest 158th Avenue stop. So I'm going to cross the road. Yeah, I've got right away, of course I'm going to cross the road. And I'm going to buy myself a ticket and I'm going to get on the max. Ah, so Gresham's all the way over there. Oh, there's a, there's a max line out to the airport. Mount Hood. So So recording this map, I've walked just over half a mile to get to the station. There's one fare now. There's no fare zones, and so on to the 1st of September. So there's a 2-hour ticket for adults at $2.50, or a 1-day pass at $5. An honoured citizen, whatever that is, 2-hour ticket, so $1. 1-day pass is $2, and for a child, $1.65 for a 2-hour ticket, or $3.30 all day. So I'm on the Max Blue Line, Hillsborough City Centre, Gresham. So the Max Green Line, red, yellow, the West Commuter Rail, and also the Portland Streetcar. So we're going to head in towards the city centre. Portland Transit Mall, sounds good. Where are we? About 20 minutes while it looks like that. That's alright. Some of the trains actually go from... Oh no, they don't go from here. You'd have to change somewhere. Oh hang on, some of them do. They go direct to the airport. So here we are, it's promoted as a light rail system, but the tracks around here at least, they are built to a heavy rail standard with concrete sleepers. I don't know what rating the rails actually are. And I have my ticket, and I'm ready to go. So, remember, we're in the itchy lot. No, we're in the, on the blue line, so that's quite good. I'll stop the recording here and then record something from the Max.
Peanut of the week.
Yes, it does.
The doors are closing. doors are closing.
Puertas a mi derecha.
Come to think of it, I do remember this section. We're under Washington Park. That was a rather long tunnel that we went through. So I remember this bit. I don't know if the line went all the way to Beaverton and Hillsborough last time I was here. I'll have to check. A rather large underground section. We're not downtown by any stretch of the imagination. However, I said that we have slowed down a lot since Washington Square as we're coming up above ground now. This section is definitely built to heavy rail standards. Leaving the dedicated right of way and we're heading onto the street section and we get closer to downtown. Now that we're on the street section.
In the priority seating area, you are required to move for seniors and people with disabilities.
En el área de asiento de prioridad, deberá ceder el lugar a personas de edad avanzada y personas con dificultades físicas.
Now that we're on the street section, we have to do things like obey traffic lights or the added signals for the light rail. And also avoid the pedestrians.
This is an eastbound blue line train to Gresham.
Puertas a mi izquierda. transferencia por Main Street Park en las avenidas 10 y 11. Este es un tren de la línea sur, rumbo este, en dirección a Gresham.
Here we are, we have arrived in downtown Portland without incident. We are in Pioneer Square, and this is a good meeting point to meet up with people if I were meeting up with them. But this is a good focal point to say, hey, you want to meet in Portland? This is one of the places where you do it, connect with the buses, connect with the other streetcars, that sort of thing. There's one of these, you know, one of those signs that they have up occasionally in places to say, this is how far from here to wherever. Well, I've just found one. Okay, I'm not going to read everywhere on the sign. Okay, Vancouver, BC, Canada, 333 miles. Sapporo, Japan, 4,456 miles. A long way, Tipperary. Well done, I'll see what I did there. Mount St. Helens, 72 miles. Lillehammer, 4,614 miles. Portland, Maine, 2,540 miles. Times Square, New York, 2,443 miles. That to me doesn't make sense. If it was almost 2,500 miles between Chicago and Portland by rail, how is it 2,443 miles to Times Square? 7,691 to Mecca. The Pacific Ocean, 82 miles. Rose Garden, 1.2 miles. Tourist information, 54 yards. Let's see, what else can we see here? Portlandia, 5 blocks. Mount Hood, 70 miles. Casablanca, 5,643 miles. Timbuktu, 6,720 miles. Kangaroos, 8,003 miles. I think it's a bit further than that. I need to go and find something to eat. It is 53 degrees, so that's not too bad, actually. Especially compared to what I've been used to. It's, yes, it's jacket weather, but it's, you know, it's not anywhere near snow weather, that's for sure. Anywho, I'll be back a little bit later on with some more Portlandy-ish things.
And I also got myself a bigger iPod. So I'm the proud owner. It's like having a baby, isn't it? The proud owner of two iPods now. So what I do now is my new one, which has got more time for...
More memory.
And that has all my iPods on it now. All my iPods. I'm getting confused again. All my podcasts on it. And my books. My podio books on. I'm now so intrigued in these, I say reading the books, listening to these books. Judy's got addiction. Sometimes I like I'm doing now, I waffle on a bit and he knows when I'm rambling and we've got this little pat, you know, and he pulls me back into line and gets me back on track.
Speaking of back on track.
Yes. So we're getting back on track. So thanks, Tig. Judy's got addiction. So you have to listen in for that interview I had. And that's my first show I did with somebody else besides Irk on the show. And I think, hey, you know, finally. So that's it's going to be a start of...
What was your birthday show, chopped liver?
Yeah, but I forget. It seems like years ago now. It's only 6 months since I started this show. Judy's got addiction. Oh, I felt so wonderful when I opened the letter or email. I call them letters. Judy's got addiction. I actually went to my friend Wackypedia. Judy's got addiction. And some of them she had to re-listen to because she actually fell asleep.
Actually,
yes. You and your actually have got me saying it. Judy's got addiction. What I'm going to have to do is just listen to one book at a time so that my old brain doesn't fry and get confused. Talk about pushing buttons, Shauna, my brain fries. Judy's got
addiction. Didn't you say to me, what's a potio book? Why would you get a potio book?
Oh, but I tell you what, now I know. I think I wish I had known this age because... I always love reading. As a kid, I belonged to the local library, and I used to book out 5 books at a time. Judy's got addiction. And I'd read them, take them back, because that was your limit, 5. But then as I
would have got a bit too heavy, being stoned and all.
Oh, they weren't stoned. You keep it up and I'll chuck something at you. Judy's got addiction. And what do we say, Irk?
Happy birthday, Irk.
No, that's not read it yet. Good night, Interweb.
Good night, Interweb. Judy's got addiction.
Yeah. The doors are closing. Required to move for seniors and people with disabilities.
En el área de asientos de prioridad deberá ceder el lugar a personas de edad avanzada y personas con dificultades físicas.
Thank you.
Southeast Flavelle Street. Doors to my left.
Puertas a mi izquierda. Front car's out of service. Please use back car. Again, front car's out of service. Please use back car. Thank you.
I can do the
stock
and girlfriend's morning.
Oh. Why can't they go now?
Oh, you're
sorry. Oh, the
The doors are closing. The doors are closing.
Thank you.
The doors are closing. Closing. Division Street. Doors to my left.
Puertas a mi izquierda.
And ladies and gentlemen, the front car is out of service at this time. Please use the back car. Again, the front car is out of service. Thank you.
Closing.
Street. Doors to my left.
puertas a mi izquierda.
En el área de asientos de prioridad deberá ceder el lugar a personas de edad avanzada y personas con dificultades físicas.
Oh, it's like a 4 o'clock. They're going to the shower.
Closing. manténgase en este seguro. Si ve un artículo sospechoso, repórtelo a un empleado de Trial. Llame al 911.
No, no, no.
Please use the back car. And the front car is out of service. Thank you.
Yes, indeed, the observant of you might have noticed that I was on a MAX train, a newer type of MAX train, actually, and that I'm at the convention centre stop, which you can get to and from the centre of Portland from the blue, green and red lines. I know definitely that you could have used the green line when I was here in 2009. I'm pretty sure this is the station that Dr. Normal and I caught the MAX in towards town. You would have also noticed that the announcements were basically the same as on the older style train, However, you also heard the driver making the announcements that the front car was closed for some reason, and that there were people obviously waiting to use the front car at each station, so he'd make an external public address system announcement to say, hey look, the front car's closed, please move for the back one. And most people did that, but it also went into the passengers, and people could get an understanding why they were delayed. Now, this may or may not be related, but when I arrived at Clackamas Town Centre, there was a large amount of transit police from the local law enforcement agency, and so there was actually a couple of people taken into custody. So if that has any relation to the front car being out of service, I don't know. But that will give you a good comparison between the older style train and the newer style train on the Max. So it is Saturday, February 16, 2013. I got a tweet from Albert the other day who said that he was listening to my St Kilda episode that I recorded late October last year from Melbourne, when I was talking about Luna Park in Melbourne being kilos. He actually commented to me on Monday about that, on the same day that I went to Coney Island, and it was kilos. So Albert, you know what you have to do. Gonna leave it there for this episode. I am going to go to Denny's and I'm going to have some lunch. Or I can go to Burgerville, either way. I think I'll go to Denny's. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go to Denny's. I haven't been to Denny's yet, actually, since I've been in the States, so this will be my first one. So to sum up the episode, I can sum it up in a few ways. I can sum it up with the earlier statement that I told you about, where the lady said to me, by law, I'm required to give way to you. So that's one way to sum it up. Another statement I heard was when I was in Radio Shack, which is the American equivalent of Dick Smith Electronics. It was raining rather hard at that particular point when I was in there. But it had been raining at various consistencies for like the last half an hour or so prior. So I popped into Radio Shack because I'm looking for a new microphone for the Channel X studio. And I thought, well, maybe Radio Shack might have it, maybe not. And plus I wanted to get out of the rain. Quizmaster Polly said to get used to the rain, but don't be one of those guys with an umbrella. And so rest assured, Quizmaster Polly, that I'm not an umbrella guy. But I was just looking around Dick Smith and... Dick Smith, that's what it's like. Around Radio Shack, and two employees were having a chat. Apart from the employees, I was the only person in the store. And one of them says to the other, oh man, regardless of how bad it is out there, I still want to get home and take some Benadryl for my itchy finger. I shit you not, that's what he said. Even if you take off the first bit of that sentence, you know, regardless of what the weather's like out there, yeah, it was raining, but, you know, I waited about 10 minutes, I suppose, and then it died down and eventually stopped, and on my way out to Clackamas Town Centre, which is where I just was, there was a rainbow over the adjacent highway. So Yes, that sort of statement sums it up. Like, wanting to go home because you have an itchy finger and you want to take medication for your itchy finger. Really? I can understand if you had massive allergies, like my friend Jen does from... I was going to say Gemini Dragon from No Market. Yeah, I can understand she'd want to take something because she's got a lot of allergies, but for an itchy finger, yeah, right. And I can understand too if the finger was broken or you had, like I had once, I actually cut my nail from the top of the nail around basically half of my or a quarter of my fingernail was missing, and when I did that hurt. But wanting to take a Benadryl because your finger is itchy, dude, seriously, does that sum up Portland, that you need Benadryl for an itchy finger? And the other thing which I'll leave you with, doors are closing. This episode's closing. I'll be back with the next one, still here in Portland, Oregon, from Denny's in where am I? Southeast? No, northeast. See, I've got no idea of the directions. I'm in the northeast section. I'm Merc. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And back soon with a new episode. Good night, Interweb.